in an attempt to deter the number of asylum-seeking families from Central America that are coming to the U.S. through Mexico. President Trump said last night he would impose a 5% tariff on Mexican imports. And joining us for a few minutes to discuss what that will mean for the economies of the U.S. and here in Arizona is Glenn Hammer with the Arizona Commerce, or Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So you sent out a pretty strongly worded statement as soon as this was released. Were you surprised?
I was shocked. It's a terrible idea. Here we are. We've made tremendous progress in the movement of a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, the USMCA. We consider it maybe the best trade agreement ever negotiated in the history of the United States. And here we have this very misguided tariff imposed out of left field by the president that's maybe legally dubious that could blow this whole thing up.
Glenn, what do Arizona political leaders need to do here, whether it's Senator Sinema and McSally, whether it's Governor Ducey? People have been disappointed by the governor's response, saying that he sort of seems like he wants to play it both ways.
No, I want to make this very clear. There is no better champion in terms of the relationship with Mexico and Arizona than Governor Doug Ducey. When you take a look at the increased trading numbers, that they were up 7-8% to over $16 billion last year. That is a direct result of Governor Doug Ducey's work. He's working this in a way so that, you know, he is a voice, I'm sure, that is very constructive for the state of Arizona when he's dealing with the White House. I run the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. I could tell you from an economic standpoint, this will be damaging. This is a terrible idea. It's a tax on consumers and will also has the potential to rupture supply chains in key industries in Arizona, including emerging industries such as the auto sector.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Stan Barnes said during our newscap last half hour, was about this idea that Mexico, I guess, will pay for the wall now, right? Like, this is the president doing what he said he would do. This, from your point of view, sounds like it will hurt Arizona.
It will hurt everyone. Tariffs are taxes. It's a polite way to say taxes. And they're even worse because they could come out of like this particular one out of left field. I'll tell you what needs to happen. Senator Sinema has been talking about her effort with Senator Portman, a Republican from Ohio, to rein in the national security tariffs. This is going to need to obviously be a broader congressional exercise. Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican who generally supports the administration on immigration matters, questioned publicly the appropriateness of these tariffs. And I'll also make another point. Mexico is a friend and ally of the United States. We need to work cooperatively with Mexico to deal with the asylum issue.
One thing we also talked about last half hour on the newscap was this idea that people won't really feel it. This is like a murky idea that if it's tariffs, it's like a sales tax, is what Stan said. Like, do you think this will really hit home for people, though?
This will hit home across the board. This is going to make our manufacturing less competitive. But I'll tell you what will go into the bloodstream immediately is you're going to see an increase in prices to everyday things that we take for granted. Avocado toast, that's how I start my day.
The delicious, of course you do.
Oh, yeah. With a side of delicious tomatoes imported through Nogales, grown in Mexico. We're going to see an increase in those prices immediately. And after some of these types of activities, I may try to end the night with a little drink of tequila. That's going to go up as well. So we're going to feel this instantly.
Glenn, last one for me, though. What you're saying is very, very strong. You've come out before against tariffs, and yet this president is so unpredictable. Does he have advisors from the economic standpoint saying to him, okay, threats are okay, but you can't follow through on these?
Well, let's take a look at what's happening on the market, and I have no idea who's advising him internally. Tariffs are taxes, and at a time where we are engaged in a trade battle with China, we should be doubling down on building our alliances with our friends. So all of this energy should be from the administration working with the business community to try to get the USMCA, the new trade agreement, through the United States Congress, not imposing punitive tariffs on our friend and ally, Mexico, that Arizonans and Americans are going to pay for. It's a dumb way to go about trade or immigration policy, in our view, respectfully.
Sure. Strong words from Glenn Hammer with the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.